UFC 240 going down tomorrow. Free viewing party, free entry for locals, free pizza, beer specials. Crazy Horse 3 is the spot right here on Russell, just to the west of the 15, right across from the new Raider Stadium. Main fights on the card. Pretty much the co and the main?
Literally, that's it.
What happened to the rest of the card?
A lot of Canadians that they're just trying to get, you know, get fights and get in front of their you know, favored crowd. So not a whole lot of, you know, really intriguing matchups.
Is there anyone who doesn't say this? Frankie Edgar is one of my favorite fighters.
He's in a really, really tough matchup.
Yep.
It's a really bad spot. Max Holloway is, you know, younger, faster, more reach, taller, bigger. He's everything. He has every advantage you could possibly have, and I don't know where Frankie Edgar's advantage would lie. He's always won fights with, you know, conditioning and toughness and grit and those sort of things. I don't know that he has an advantage really anywhere on Max Holloway. It's just he's really up against it. Now, can Frankie Edgar use his experience and everything that he's done in the cage, and he's kind of seen it all and done it all? Sure. But Max Holloway, you know, has been through, what, like 8 title fights now, whatever it is. He's seen a lot, too. He's been on the big stage. It's just a really tough spot. Now, Holloway is coming off his first loss since 2013 when he moved up to lightweight, tried to challenge for the title. So, just like we'll talk about in the co-main event, there is a lot of times some question when you lose a long winning streak. How do you bounce back? Does it affect you mentally? Does it get in your head? Or do you bounce back and want to really like erase that and put that behind you? So, tough to say how he responds.
Edgar, plus 300.
Yeah, I think there's actually value on the favorite in this one. It's,
really?
It's a rare value where a rare case where there's value on a big favorite.
Cyborg against, who is this?
Like your math teacher?
Well, the odds, actually for a Cyborg fight, they're not that big.
Well, because she just lost.
Are you actually suggesting a minus 500 favorite is...
Minus 500? It was minus 9 yesterday.
I've got 550, 600, 625, wow. 519. There's a 480.
Somebody coming in on the dog. Yeah, good luck. Good luck, Felicia.
Well, but since you screamed 500, I guess if someone wants to lay some money down.
Tremendous value now.
Really?
I mean, we were discussing this yesterday. It's pretty rare that you can watch a fighter go through like sparring or go through warm-ups and be like, that person doesn't know what they're doing. Kind of the case here.
Ground, hands, wrestling.
She'll probably. I think she would maybe try to test herself in the stand. I don't know. Try to get the fight to the ground. Don't try to strike with Cyborg. I know Amanda Nunes did it. You're not Amanda Nunes. Good luck to you, Felicia.